Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
So we're real excited about the fact that the book The Sovereign Touch is going to be in print and delivered next week, and we'll be shipping them out next week. So probably by the time you hear this podcast, we will already have started the shipment. And so we're excited about that. And I can't wait. I'm really my heart's building up about it, and I'm getting real excited about it because, you know, the pre-order has been pretty amazing. I have stacks of pre-orders. I mean, we're going to have the day that we're going to be shipping out, maybe 2 days, because we have so many orders coming in. And that's so exciting. And I have, you know, some that are going to people that I haven't heard from in forever, and people I don't even know. And there's a lot of copies are going to be going out, and I'm looking forward to that.
And my spirit is just leaping and shouting over the book.
I had a friend of mine in art. They just randomly said, "Hey, how'd you do on this last week that you went writing?" They just know that I go away and write, and I miss class that week. And I said, "Well, I got it done. I finished." And they said, "Well, what's it on?" And blah blah blah. And I kind of pull back. I don't expose it all, and I don't say a whole lot. But I finally just said to my art teacher, "He says, well, where can we get it? Can we get it at Amazon?" And I said, "No, not yet. You can get the Kindle version." He says, "It's already on Kindle?" I said, "Yeah, it's on Kindle." So he said, "You're on Amazon?" I said, "Yeah, go here, blah, blah, blah." And he pulled it up. He says, "You already have two things on there." I said, "Yeah, I knew." And he's like, "What, dude?" And I said, "Well, do you recognize this?" And I showed him Where Are You, God? And basically, you know, it's the painting that I painted in his class. And he's like, "That is amazing." And he was just so excited. He was excited about the title. He was excited about the subtitle. He said, this is exciting. And then I said, "There's the one I'm printing." And so he's, "Oh my, these are intriguing. I want to know what's in there." I said, "Well, then I'll have to get you a copy."
Oh.
So it's you know, the excitement is building.
It is.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. So anyway, I hope you got your pre-order. If not, you can go to Living Christian Books and order it. I don't know if the pre-order with free shipping is still going to be available, but you'll be able to order it and get your copy. So hope you jump onto that. But Martha, today we have something exciting to talk about, and you've been sitting over there percolating and saying you're about to come out as a rushing water. So I'm ready for it. So tell me what's God saying.
So I've been needing to write the foreword for The Great Exchange, and of course, the Lord hadn't started to give it to me.
Okay, let me say this. Someone told us that we were about to be shot out of a cannon. I don't remember who it was that said that. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
They said, "You're about to be shot out of a cannon." And we're talking about within months, 2 months, whatever, we're up two with the books that I, and they're, one of them is epic. I mean, the Great Exchange that you're about to talk about is epic.
It is.
It's huge.
It is.
And so, to have two books, bam, bam, right back to back is pretty shocking. And so, I feel like the floodwaters have opened up, and we are shot out of the cannon. And I want to hear about your floodwaters that are percolating in you, because you're about to write the foreword for it, and then we're sending it off. We're going
to
send it off to be formatted and printed. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been seeking some words from the Lord of how to do the foreword for John's book, because it's really special to my heart. And I got to thinking that, well, these books are epic because there's so much material in there, and I'm going to say, we know John who will go the extra mile. Then you go another 10 extra miles, and then there's 5 more miles ahead. he's just wonderful in that way. Covers whatever he does, he covers it with such completion.
I really feel like this book, I go from every possible avenue. I literally cover it. And I did the same thing with The Sovereign Touch.
I was about to say, that's exactly what you do. One step at the time, which you'll read about, is rich.
Right.
With so much revelation. Hmm. But I just wanted to read the scripture that is involved in this. And it's Colossians 1:25. Sort of through 28, 25 through 27. And this is what it says. I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. Now I want to stop there because this is really cool. He was made a minister for this preaching of the word is to the saints. But the word is stewardship. And stewardship, I looked it up in the Greek and Hebrew. And what it means is you are given the management of a property that is not your own.
Ooh.
Stewardship is owning something precious that is a treasure that does not belong to you. Mm. And it is your duty to see that it is given out.
Ooh.
As riches.
Wow, wow, wow.
And that... And I was made a steward of this mystery mm-hmm. years ago. And I remember reading that word stewardship and thinking, oh, my goodness, I have a responsibility here. I have a responsibility here that's very big. So here's what it says, Colossians 1:25. I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit. John and I both have become stewards of something.
Wow.
That we are supposed to make available to you listeners. Bestowed on us for your benefit. So that we might carry out fully the preaching of the word of God. And here's the preaching that he's talking about. That is the mystery which has been hidden from past ages and generations. But has now been manifested to his saints. The glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, the other translations of that speak of this mystery a little different way. In the New King James, to them God willed to make known one of the riches of the glory of this mystery. The riches of the glory of this mystery.
Mm.
That is what is going to be in this book.
Right.
The riches of the glory mm-hmm. of the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
It's the indwelling that most of the church does not know.
Right.
Born-again believers don't possess this mystery,
no.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. And your book, John, is epic. It's not only big, but it contains so many different aspects of that mystery. It is the unfolding of the mystery, so rich.
Wow.
That I read books on the mystery. I'm after that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Give me the word mystery and I want to know it. And here this word mystery means something hidden that is intended to be found.
Wow.
So God had this mystery. He hid it from Jacob and Joseph and Moses. He hid it from everybody and has revealed it to us in this time.
It's not a buried treasure that is being hidden from. It's being hidden to
for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Ooh.
And so the word mystery means not that it's kept from you, but mm-hmm. that it's available to you. And
an unknowable to get.
Right. You can't get it without a revelation.
Right.
You can never see the meaning of the mystery. But it was his plan to hide this wonderful mystery. And you will be unveiling the mystery in great depth. So, and it's interesting because he says, God will to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Next verse, we proclaim him. Now there in three words is the whole book. Admonishing every man and teaching every man person, I'm going to say, with all wisdom so that we may present every man, woman, complete in Christ. This mystery is our riches, mm-hmm. our glory, and the power to become perfect.
Wow.
So it just could not be more important.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.